first chapter of Numbers. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tabernacle of the congregation on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel after their families, by the house of their fathers, with the number of their names, every male by their polls, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel. Thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. And with you there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head of the house of his fathers. He then, after that, begins to name each tribe of Israel. Some of those names are very difficult. Rather than me murder them, I'm going to skip over to verse 16, please. These were the renowned of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of thousands in Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their names, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month. And they declared their pedigree after their families by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward by their polls. As the Lord commandeth Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. And the children of Reuben, Israel's eldest son, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, by their poll, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Let us pray. Father, again, I thank you so much for your word and kindness. And Lord, I just want to express again how great and good you've been to us. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord, for this day and the privilege of preaching thy word. And Lord, I pray that you take it and use it to the honor and glory of the Lord. This preacher needs your help. I ask you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. The book of Numbers, the first chapter there, they was instructed to come together. All of the tribes of Israel were instructed to come together and to declare their pedigree. In other words, what tribe they was from, who they were, get them all numbered in the right lineage. And so today, I want to preach a message on the subject of declaring our pedigree. You see, these was declared certain tribes of Israel. And so each one, each person, individual, knew what tribe they belonged to. If you would go ahead and read over into the next, into this chapter and continue to read, you would see that it numbers and names every single one of the tribes of Israel and gives a number of how many they were. So today I want to take God's word and help us to understand that we also need to know how to declare our pedigree. We also are out of a family, and we need to declare our pedigree, what we are. You know, God's word is so wonderful and so good. It speaks to every single soul, if they'll let it. God's word reaches down into the moral roots of mankind, reaches down where no man can reach. The word of God gets down into the heart and begins to do things and cut and do what needs to be done, convict or whatever it needs. That's God's word, you see, that does that. It permeates the innermost chambers of our soul. I mean, you can't get away from it. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, you see, the word of God is. That's why the word of God tells us to preach the word. That's what's going to help you, the word of God. And the word of God will do more for you in 1 minute than I as a man can do for you in 100 years, if you let it. The word of God will tell you and I what we are, you see. And so today, we just want to bring a message which we've entitled, Declare Our Pedigree. You remember the woman of Sychar who was talking with Jesus and said to the fact that he must be the Christ because he told her everything she had done? You know, that's what the Word of God does for you. I've become more in awe of the Word of God every day that I live. I think about that God knows everything about Bob Ross. He not only knows my actions, he knows my heart, he knows my thoughts. He knows even why I think them. And God knows that about you too. God is good and God is wonderful. But he knows every single one of us sitting in here in this room this morning and in churches all across America. God knows the heart of every individual. He knows whether you're born again or not. He knows whether you're saved. And you ought to know that same thing. If I could just encourage you this morning, folks, listen, don't take a chance on salvation. Don't look at this thing and say, you know, I hope I am, maybe I am, you know, when I reach the time of death, I just hope to get there. Don't do that. Know for assured that you're God's child, you belong to Him, and you're ready for heaven, you see. There's no greater thing to know than that. So today, as I said, we're going to talk about the pedigree, declaring the pedigree. God's Word speaks to us constantly, over and over and over, you see. Some people won't take this as the Word of God, but it is the Word of God. It's God's Word, and every word that He put here is His Word. Every jot, every tittle of this wonderful book is God Almighty's. Some people don't see it because they don't want to see it. You see, if you want to shut out the light, just for a moment, everybody, close your eyes. Do you see any light? You want to close your eyes to the light, and you can open them back up now because I think some of you went to sleep. I waited too long. I'll never do that again. I got five of them. I can't get back awake. Yeah. Oh. But anyway, all a man has to do is open his eyes to the light of God's Word. You see, many times, have you ever been in a cave, how dark it is in a cave? We went to a cave one time and they shut the lights off. You got down there and they shut the lights off. I never seen such darkness in all my life. I mean, you couldn't see anything. I was so glad when those lights came back on. I thought, boy, this is a time for a power failure, you know, or an earthquake or something like that. You remember, did I ever tell you a wonderful time? We went down to a cave and my wife and I was right down in the middle of the cave and I said, honey, this would be a wonderful time for an earthquake. She said, Bob, shut up. Well, she didn't say that. She said, please be quiet. So that scares me to death, you know. And I thought, this would be a good time, you know. And we just get covered up. Anyway, I better get back to preaching. But anyway, if you want to know the light of God's Word, open your eyes. God's Word is light, and God's Word will convict and do whatever is necessary to be done. God will do that in your life. If you're unsaved, God wants to save you. Every single individual in this room, God wants to save you and give you eternal life. So verse number 18 of chapter 1, he says, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families. I want to ask you right now, speaking in the spiritual sense, speaking spiritually, can you declare what family you belong to? Can you declare? See, many heads going up and down. Yes, I can. You may not be shaking your head, but you still may be able to know what family you're out of. You can declare the fact that you are out of the family of God. God's wonderful family. You've been born into the family of God, you see. Many thousands, I'm afraid, of professing Christians cannot do that today. Now you say to me, Brother Ross, do you believe that's true? I know it's true. When we knock on doors and get the answers we get about salvation, so many times it's, well, I hope I am. I know I am. How do you know? Well, I've always tried to be good. I've tried to treat folks. I don't get it. I never will get it. Your being good won't ever get you to heaven whatsoever. You see, you must declare your pedigree because of your trust and faith in Jesus Christ. And that there has been a time in your life when you've been born into the family of God. You can look back in your mind's eye to that time. Maybe you can't remember the date, but you can look back and say, I remember at that time in my life, I got saved. I was born into God's family. I followed Him in baptism. I've been looking to Him for all of my help and all of my trust. I know that I'm saved. I know I'm born again. You see, that is declaring your pedigree. That is saying whose family you're out of. Now, if we trace our physical pedigree back, we'd have to go clear back to Adam. Clear back to the very first man if it's going to have our physical pedigree declared. David said, I was born in iniquity. I was shapen in iniquity, he says. I was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. David knew what he was. He knew exactly what he was, you see. David was that kind of a person. He understood that he was a sinner needing help. He understood that, you see. But a Christian's pedigree, it has to always reach back to Christ. Not to Adam, but to Christ. Some years back, the Rosses, my brother, I have one brother, which is next to me, Herschel, is very interested in these studies, lineage studies. And he does a lot of that. And he and another one of my brothers put out a kind of a book, a nice book about the Ross family. And it traced back our ancestors as far as they could. They couldn't get it back there too far. And, but it's very interesting, you see. And I like it. It's something you all ought to think about sometime, because I tell you, I get that thing out quite often. And I look back and I see where I came from. And some of them I kind of blot out because I don't want anybody to know that I came from that. No, but you know, way back there, they was even a preacher in our family. There was a preacher in our family, you know, and that's been way back there out of the Ross family, you see. And as far as I know, I'm the only one that came out of that somewhere and became a preacher. But there was some other things, you know, in there, but we won't discuss them, but some other interesting things. And you want to be sure you want to know before you do this thing, you see. But anyway, family roots are very important. And I want to say to you, folks, I don't care what you call it, roots or whatever you call it, but family ties are so important. My wife and I, sometimes we'll take a drive. We'll go down and back around some of the places we used to live and things like that, and go to cemeteries and things like that. And you just get to the place sometimes, you know, you really begin to think back and think about it. It's good to have family ties and roots where you came from. That's wonderful, I believe, to have that. And I believe that's why God made so much of it in His Word. You know, I was kidding a while ago about those names, but God names every one of them. Every single one of them, you see. And He names them and pins them down here in the book. It's wonderful, you see. Genealogies are a wonderful thing, and it's even wonderful for us. But if I go physically back, I would have to go clear back to Adam. But if I go spiritually back, I go up to Christ, the wonderful Son of God. I don't have to go any farther than that, because spiritually at Calvary, my sins were paid for. And I can go back there and I can declare my pedigree. And I can say I'm out of the family of God. I'm God's child. I go back to Christ. See, I know I'm His Son of God, and He saved me. I know that. I can declare my pedigree. Now, what I want you to do is yourself today, just ask yourself, and don't try to play a game with it. No one's putting any pressure on you. And don't just try to pass it off, but just stop and say, do I know my pedigree spiritually goes back to Christ? Do I know I am absolutely saved, born into the family of God? Do I know that? And if I died today, would I go to heaven because of Christ, the wonderful Son of God? I ask you, each one of us today, to just open our hearts and say and ask that very question. Do I know for sure that I'm God's child? I want to take you over to the book of Galatians just for a moment or two. In the third chapter of the book of Galatians, I want to start reading at verse number 25. Galatians 3, but after that faith has come, verse 25, but after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Now that's Galatians 3, verse 26. I just read a wonderful verse of Scripture. It says, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Now folks, it's impossible for you to be a child of God any other way. Faith in Christ Jesus is the only way that you can be born into the family of God. It's the only way. It's no other way. We become children of God when we put our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You see, and in that we can declare our pedigree. Look what he says in verse number 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Now once again, if you'll follow these scriptures and you put scripture with scripture, you'll know that he's not talking about water baptism here. He's talking about the spirit baptism, what God does spiritually to us by baptizing us into the family of God. You could be an unsaved person and be water baptized. I was. I was. My wife was. We was baptized, didn't know what it meant to be saved. Although we'd been in church, we didn't understand. We'd been baptized. So you can be baptized and still be lost. Amen. But if we hear, he's talking about, you've been baptized into Christ Jesus, you see. Spiritually, the Holy Spirit of God baptizes us into the family of God. That's a wonderful, wonderful truth. And he says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. A wonderful portion of Scripture there, it says, don't make any difference who you are, don't make any difference whether you're a Jew, don't make a difference whether you're Greek or bond or free or whatever it may be. You're all a child of God because you're of faith in Jesus Christ. That's just simple, good teaching. Amen. That's just truth from God's Word. That's the way every person is saved. You're not saved any other way. You're saved by placing your faith and trust in Christ Jesus, our wonderful Lord. Over in the book of Romans, just for a moment, turn there, please, to the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. Verse number 14, he says, for as many, Romans 8, 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And he goes on, he says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that ye suffer with him, that ye may be also glorified together. Once again, he talks about being able, because of the Holy Spirit of God in us, we can cry out, Abba, Father. We can call him Father. You could even say, Daddy. He's our spiritual daddy. He's our spiritual father. Now, what I'm saying to you is this, and I don't know your hearts. I don't know what's inside of each person. God doesn't give that to me, but I want to say something to you. If you are fighting that old fight of doubt that just keeps coming all the time to your life, and old Satan will do that, especially, let me say this, especially if you're maybe not real faithful to the house of God and to spiritual things, Satan, if you are born again, he'll put all kinds of doubts in you. Now, what I am saying is this. I simply want you to know something. You ought to be able to stand and declare your pedigree. You ought to be able to say, I am a child of God. Because of my faith in Jesus Christ, I was born into God's family, and I am a child of God Almighty. Now, you see, I can't look into your hearts. I see your faces. I don't know what's down in here in your heart, but I am saying to you, don't let Satan win that. Don't do that. You determine, you make sure that you know there's a time in your life. And if you don't know there's a time in your life, get it settled this morning. Come on down here. No one's against you. We're for you. You say, Brother Ross, I've been in church for years and years, and everybody's going to laugh at me. I'll guarantee you something. Anybody going to laugh at you here? We will rejoice with you. We'll be glad for what God done in your life. You see, I just want you to have that peace that passes all understanding. I want you to know for sure that you're God's child. Amen? And so you need to be able to declare your pedigree. And before you leave this morning, please, please know that. Know for sure that you're God's child. Now, it was necessary, going back here to the book of Numbers, it was necessary for them, and I'm going to look in Philippians in just a moment, so if you want to turn over there, but back in the book of Numbers, the 18th verse, it was necessary for the Israelite to declare his pedigree before he was placed into the ranks to go to war. Now, that's important. You see, you'll never be able to fight the spiritual battles that you need to fight, and also never be able to go out here and do a work for God. You'll never be able to do that until you can declare your pedigree. You need to be able to say, I am God's child and I know it, and that will give you the boldness to step forward and go to the spiritual wars that is before us, and they are there. Now these people, these Israelites, had to say, I am of this tribe or that tribe. I know where my lineage is, and I am a part of that tribe. That's my lineage. That's my pedigree. And they was all divided in behind these 12 tribes. And so you today, can you say, and like I said, they had to do that before they could go to war. They could not be part of the army. Now, what we're just simply saying to you is, folks, listen, Pastor Ross is not trying to treat you wrong or trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you. I want you so bad to know for sure when you walk from this place, hey, I'm a child of God. Maybe I'm not everything I ought to be, but I'm a child of God. I know I've been saved, born into the family of God. I know that without any shadow of a doubt, you see. So we ought to be able to declare our pedigree. You remember the Apostle Paul, he was back over in Philippians. Did you turn there? Okay, Philippians, let me get there just a moment. In the book of Philippians, the third chapter, look what he says in verse number 5. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. He says, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Now, Apostle Paul had no doubt what he was. The Apostle Paul simply said that he was circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel. He knew he was an Israelite. He knew he was out of the tribe of Benjamin. You see, he knew that about himself. He was called a Hebrew of the Hebrews, and also he was a Pharisee. He knew where he was. It's very important, folks, for every single individual to know where you're at. Where are you at spiritually? Where are you at? Can you declare your pedigree? If I would say about your physical pedigree, you'd begin to tell me maybe about your moms and dads and grandma and grandpas and go back into lineage somewhere. But how about spiritual pedigree? Can you declare and say, I know I'm saved, I'm born into God's family? You see, and look back in your mind's eye and know, look to that time, you see. Now listen, if a Jew could know for sure that he was out of a certain tribe, don't you think a Christian ought to know for sure that they're out of the family of God? Don't you believe that? Sure it is. I heard a person say one time, and it stuck with me for many, many, many years. Just one simple saying stuck with me. Do you think God would save someone and not let them know it? I heard that statement way back years and years ago. And that was before my salvation. I heard that statement made, and I thought about that, and I thought about that, and I said, you know, would God save someone and not let him know they're saved? Well, I don't believe he would. God saves a person. That's a tremendous, tremendous thing that happens to us. When God saves our soul and turns us and makes us a new creation in him, you see, then we can declare our pedigree. And because of that, that helped me to get ready to go do what I needed to do, and that was to get into church and find out about salvation and be saved. And folks, now I can declare my pedigree. I'm God's child. Not everything ought to be, but I'm God's child. I'm out of the family of God. Are you? Are you out of the family of God? So we want to look at something here that might help us. Let's go to the book of Luke, please, the 7th chapter of the book of Luke. Seventh chapter of the book of Luke, verse 30. It says, but the Pharisee and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation, and to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say, he hath a devil. The Son of Man, which he's speaking about himself, Lord Jesus, come eating and drinking, and ye say, behold, a gluttonous man, and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. So in other words, it didn't make a difference what they did. If they didn't eat, they called him an evil person. And if they did eat, they called him an evil person. It didn't make any difference. But now listen to what he says in verse 35 is what I want to get to. But wisdom is justified of all her children. Now we will look at that in just a minute. There's two kinds of humanity. If we go back over to that same chapter, look up at verse number 28. For I say unto you, among those that are born to women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people heard him, and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. We find in this portion of Scripture, as we do in many of the verses of Scripture in the Bible, portions of Scripture, we find that he has two basic type of people. He has those who will receive what God gives them. They will receive the truth of the Word of God, and they will accept that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. If you notice in verse 30 then that I read, but the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. Once again, we have the other side of it. We have the other side of those who reject, who simply will not believe that Jesus is who he said he was, and will not accept him as his personal Savior. But if you look again in verse number 29, you notice in all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God being baptized with the baptism of John, which was the baptism of repentance. Now, folks, listen. There must come a time in our life when we know that we're an old rotten sinner. I mean, we are just sinners. That's all there is to it. We look at ourselves as God looks at us, and we must realize that we need to repent. Now, folks, I don't know where you've ever come to that or not. I don't know when you came to that. But if you've never come to the place where you saw yourself as an old rotten sinner, you're not saved. Because God sees you as a sinner, and he bears witness and convicts you as a sinner to get saved. Folks, if you're not a sinner, you don't need to get saved. Until you realize that you are a sinner, you're not going to realize or feel the need of salvation. Now, what I want for you is, has there ever been a time in your life when you come to that and you realize that you're just an old rotten sinner? You may not understand the depths of it, but you know you need saved. You know you need eternal life. You know Jesus is the only one that will give you that eternal life. You see, we've got to come to that place of repentance and willingness to turn from idols unto God. We've got to come to him, to God, and face him and say, I'm an old rotten sinner. I need saved. I need born again into God's family, and I want to receive Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. That's where we've got to come to. Has there been a time in your life when you did that? Do you know that you're a sinner and you've asked Christ to save you, born you into God's family, and you're God's child? Now, how is wisdom justified? Verse 35 asks the question, but wisdom is justified of all her children. Verse 29 answers, basically, and all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God being baptized with the baptism of John. In other words, it's basically wisdom is justified of all her children is basically this, coming to the place of self-condemnation, coming to the place where you look at yourself and you know what you are. You know you're a sinner. You know you're lost. You cannot go to heaven the way you are. You come to that realization. You self-condemn yourself. Have you ever come to that place where you bowed in repentance unto a holy, mighty God, and you've accepted him as your personal Savior, been born into God's family? I know I'm being repetitious, but folks, listen to me. The most important thing you can do today is know that you're born again. You can't fight the wars unless you're born again. Multitudes of people come into church and they may be there for a little while and all at once they're gone. And pretty soon you begin to wonder, what is it? What doesn't hold them? Why don't they follow God all the time? Well, the question I would ask myself if I was in that situation, I would say to me, are you sure you're saved? Are you born again? Are you God's child? You see, because listen, folks, that's the first step. If you do not receive Christ as your personal Savior, you're probably not going to really enjoy coming to church. There's going to be something happen that's going to put you out. It's going to put you on the run. I hear about church troubles all the time. I hear them all the time. They're everywhere. Let me say that to you. They're everywhere. I mean, clear across this nation. They're everywhere. So if you're looking for a perfect church, you might as well forget it. You're not going to find it. And if you ever find one, don't join it. Because it won't be perfect anymore. Amen? Yeah, don't join it. But anyway, folks, listen. A man must come to the place of self-condemnation. You see, and when that happens, we then realize we do justify God. We justify God Almighty by coming and saying, I am lost. I need saved. In other words, that's what God's been trying to tell us all the time. Been trying to tell us all through the Scripture. You see, and all we're doing is coming to that place where we realize that is true. You see. So anyway, we must take the ground of self-condemnation. We must get to that place where we're old lost sinners and want to come to Christ and be saved. I hope I won't offend Carmen, but I'll tell you what, Bobby the other night in the jail, he said, I've had enough of this kind of life. He says, I accepted Christ as my Savior. I said, Bobby, do you have any trouble with the fact that you're a sinner? Oh, he said, heavens no. He said, I know more about that than anybody. He said, I know I'm a sinner. He didn't have any trouble. When Bo and I visited him, he didn't have any trouble saying he was a sinner, did he, Bo? He knew that. He just didn't know if he's ready to make that commitment to God. But I want to say to you, folks, you've got to come to that place where you just find yourself self-condemned and look unto God who loves you so much and is willing to save you and give you eternal life, you see. The Bible says in Romans 4:5, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly. Do you know what? You can't do any work to get saved. You can't do any possible work whatsoever to get you saved. All you got to do is put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who's already done all the work. All that's necessary, you see, to be done, you see. David said, I have sinned. I have sinned against the Lord. If you go back in that wonderful portion of Scripture back in 1 Samuel, you'll find that Nathan the prophet says, and the Lord has forgiven, or the Lord has taken away your sin. Isn't that wonderful? When we're willing to admit, we're willing to confess that we are sinners, God's willing to forgive us, you see, and make us a child of Almighty God, you see. Anyway, children of the world will have a different spirit about them. They'll have a spirit of self-vindication. Every time something goes wrong, they'll try to figure out who it was that caused them to do it. You see, that's the old world. The old world says, no, it couldn't be me. It wasn't my fault. No, no, no. You don't want that. You don't want that blame on your shoulders. You see, that's what the world does. But I want to tell you, as a Christian, we come to the place where we realize how terrible we are. We realize and understand we're just an old lost group that got saved by the wonderful grace of God. We don't deserve it whatsoever, but God saved us. So I'm saying to you folks, what kind of a attitude do you have when it comes concerning the things of God, concerning the things that you do in your life? What kind of attitude do you have? Are you trying to vindicate yourself? You're always trying to find somebody else at fault and not yourself, you see? You can't win that game. God wants you to come and face Him with the fact that you're a sinner, lost, hopelessly lost, and that you need Christ, you see. And then, let me say also, you won't get any real spiritual growth in your life also until you can declare your pedigree. There's people who are truly saved, let me say this, truly saved, but they fight that battle all the time. They don't know for sure. They do this, and they do a little something, and they say, well, God's forsaken me, and all kinds of things like that. Folks, you can't win that game. You've got to declare your pedigree. You've got to say, I'm a child of God, and you've got to do that before you'll ever go to war. Some people don't win souls for Christ, and one of the main reasons is they don't win souls for Christ is because they're too worried about their own spiritual growth, and they've never grown enough to go out and win people to Christ. They just don't do it. No, they're all fighting their own little battles all the time, and they've never really declared their pedigree. Let me ask you a question. Can you declare your pedigree? Do you know today? You don't have to answer me that, but can you in your heart answer that and say, I know I'm saved. I know I can declare my pedigree. I'm a child of God. Folks, if you can do that, what a wonderful, wonderful thing it is. But if you cannot do that, I've got good news. You can do it today. You can walk right down this aisle and you can receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior right here today, you see. You see, salvation is not building upon some feeling or experience. Sometimes we want to feel like we're saved. I get up some mornings and look in the mirror and I say, boy, if I had to prove I was saved by the way I look, I know I'd never get to heaven. If I had to be saved by the way I feel, I know I'd never be there. But you see, I'm not trusting my salvation on feeling or experience. I'm trusting it Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's it. Nobody else, you see. Nobody else. Just childlike faith. Taking God at His word that you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, I just want to ask you a question. Can you declare your pedigree? Can you say, I know I'm out of the family of God. I know I'm His child. Can you do that? And I want to ask you this. If you cannot do that, you're not sure about that, please, please don't be embarrassed. Multitudes before you have done the very same thing. Multitudes before you had to get it right with the Lord and said, I want to be saved. I'm not sure I'm going to heaven. So I want to invite you this morning as we stand in just a few moments for invitation. I want to ask you, please, to search your heart. Can you truly say, I know my pedigree. I know I'm a child of God, and I can declare it. Can you do that? If not, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing to just step from where you are, walk up this aisle, and get that thing settled this morning? Let's pray. Father, thank you again today for the wonderful grace of God, all your goodness, all your kindness. Thank you for the insurance of salvation that we can have through Jesus Christ our Lord. And Father, I pray again this morning for these people. Lord, not my will be done, but yours be done. And Lord, if there's those here who are unsure concerning their salvation, I certainly would pray and ask you, God, to deal with their hearts and help them to make that stand for Thee. Thanking you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.